I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Looking for a job? Eastside Student Center's hiring. They're hiring an executive director, and it looks like two youth program managers, one for 5th and 6th grade, and the other one for 7th and 12th grade. Visit eastsidestudentcenter.org/jobs. Bishop Elks Lodge 1603 annual murder mystery is coming up, Betting on Death. Saturday, January 25th. The bar opens at 5 p.m. Italian buffet dinner begins at 5:45. Murder mystery begins at 6:30. Tickets are $30. Reserve tables of 6 for $200. Tickets can be purchased by calling 760-873-3221. Once again, 760-873-3221, or by stopping by the lodge. Park rangers in Death Valley successfully rescued a stranded hiker from a steep and unstable gully in Death Valley National Park on January 15th following a challenging evening operation. Two men from Belgium had set out on a short hike in Mosaic Canyon. At the canyon junction, the pair decided to split up. One hiker stayed on the main trail while the other ventured into a side canyon, planning to loop back to the trail further up. However, the side canyon grew steeper and more unstable as the hiker climbed, eventually leaving him unable to proceed further or safely descend. He was stranded about a half a mile from the trail, wearing only a t-shirt and carrying no extra clothing, food, or water. Fortunately, the hiker had a satellite-enabled phone and called for help. Park rangers scaled the steep, loose slope and reached the man 40 minutes after sunset. VX-31, a rescue helicopter from Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake, was also dispatched. However, rangers deemed it too dangerous to hoist the hiker due to the risk of downdraft winds from the helicopter's rotors dislodging loose rocks above him. To ensure a safe rescue, the park rangers tied webbing around the boulders to create an anchor point. The rangers provided the hiker with a harness and helmet before lowering him down from a steep slope. Both rangers then rappelled down the cliff to complete the descent. The rescue operation concluded successfully, with the group reaching their trailhead around 7 p.m. Pictures are out there and available on our website if you're interested. And for more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, you can tune in and see them on Skippable News. This last week's episode was a good one.